First thing I just like to say is I just read and heard that Chris Myers announced his retirement today. I just want to say a few words about Chris Myers. Personally, I just really appreciate what Chris Myers meant to us in our first year here as a coaching staff. Brought great leadership. He was definitely one of the captains of our team. Brought a great intelligence to the position, a great work ethic. Everything you want when you come in as a new head football coach and a veteran football player. Really did a good job in the locker room. He was also the player rep, so we communicated quite a bit. I consider Chris not only a really good player for us, but also a friend. And just want to acknowledge that I think it's so difficult to play center in this league for 5 years, let alone 10 years, and to play at such a high level for two good organizations in Denver and here in Houston. You know, just want to congratulate him on a great career, and I would say that looks like the Houston media has acquired a great teammate. So I'm sure he'll do a good job on that side of it too.
How do you feel about Mallett didn't beat around the bush about how he's still so disappointed and disagreed with the decision? But that kind of shows his competitiveness.
Sure. I mean, you know, those are decisions that have to be made. I mean, and you know that there's always going to be one guy that's not happy with the decision. He's a competitor. He came out to practice today ready to go. He came out to practice yesterday ready to go. He'll compete. He'll prepare every week like he's getting ready to play. And if his opportunity comes, he'll be ready to play. And that's what a competitor does.
How did Hoyer in his first day, knowing he's the man, could you tell any difference?
No. I think both guys really are competitive guys. I thought Brian went out there and did a good job in practice today. He was accurate. He was able to operate efficiently, get us into the right play. You know, it was hot out there today. I talked to the team at the end of practice about, look, we have to use this heat to our advantage. You know, we practice in, hot weather. And I thought our guys came out and it was a little slow early on, but they got going. And that's a credit to our leadership.
Bill, how is Kevin Johnson progressing?
Somebody asked me that the other day, Mark. You know, I think the guy for a rookie has done really well. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, this guy's headed for the Pro Bowl in his first year. I just think that from his approach, his daily approach, consistent approach, his attitude, his competitiveness every day, and then his skill set. You know, he has really good transition. He's got good quickness. He's a very competitive player, and he battles every day. And there's no question that we made the right choice there to bring him in. I think he's helped our football team.
Did he thrust himself into that competition behind J.J. and Kareem almost immediately and then continue pushing forward?
Sure. And I also think, Mike, that I would tell you that that A.J. Boye has improved also because of the competition. You know, A.J. Boye has competed very well throughout training camp, throughout OTAs, and he's become a better player. So I think that's really helped our position at corner quite a bit. You know, we really feel like we have some depth there. Because, again, you know, you mentioned J.J., Kareem, you mentioned Kevin, I mentioned A.J., don't forget about Daryl Morris. You know, you've got Charles James, you've got Jamal Roll. You know, these guys are playmakers and they're competitive guys, and it's a very competitive position.
Has James helped you even more, or maybe helped that group even more because of the guy he is and how he works with the other players?
Yeah.
His personality and...
Right. I think that's a good point. I think he brings a great energy. He's got a good spirit about him every day, and he comes to work every day. I mean, I don't think that's easy to do, you know, to bring that type of work ethic every day to the field. And a very competitive guy. He's right in the mix of things. Like I said the other night, he made a lot of good plays for us on special teams where we didn't really take advantage of it good enough. You know, he downed the ball a couple times inside the 10-yard line, and we need to do a better job of taking advantage of that, both sides of the ball. But, you know, he's a guy that brings it every day.
Obviously, Mallett indicated he disagreed with the decision, was upset, just as you would expect him to be. Was there any, you know, he thought he had won the job is what he said. Was there something he thought he needed to do and you thought there was other things he needed to do to win the job? Was there some kind of differentiation between what he had to do versus what you thought you needed to see?
Oh, I think it was explained to him pretty clearly what both guys needed to do. You know, again, you know, we've communicated well over the years. We've communicated well here in Houston. Look, at the end of the day, you know, this is professional football. When you name a starter and the other guy happens to be the number two guy, that guy's not going to be happy, you know, especially if he's a competitor. That's what you want. You don't want a guy jumping around doing back springs when he gets named the backup. You know, that's not what you want. You want a guy that understands that it's a free country and he disagrees, but he's going to go to work and he's going to prepare every day like he's getting ready to play, and that's what he's done the last 2 days, which is something that I was glad to see.
When you see a guy like Jordy Nelson get hurt, plus some other guys, even though you've held some of your guys out, does that make you consider doing it even more?
I don't think there's anything more important, John, than the health of the football team. I think that the health of the football team is one of the most important things you can think about as the head coach. Because at the end of the day, I think it's like there's no gray area. You know, these games, they don't count in the standings. And so they have to be played. And I think there are reasons for them being played. I'm not in disagreement with how many are played or how they're played or anything like that. I think it's evaluation. I think it's good to get out there in front of the crowd and all those different things. It's good for young players. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is the health of your football team, and that's what I think about quite a bit.
Okay, all those things that, you know, the reason they have exhibition games is because guys used to have to work and they had to get in shape. Now they're in shape.
Right.
Why is it you can go from college for reporting at the middle of August and not have to play games and still be as smooth as you can be?
I would say that it's a little, you know, I think it's two different discussions. I think you have college guys that are 17, 18, 19 years old, and then you have professional players that, you know, some of them are younger, but then you have guys that are 25, 26, 27, some of them 30. We have a couple guys on our team that are over the age of 30. I think that times have changed. I do agree with you that times have changed in the fact that these guys really understand their own bodies, the good ones. You know, the good players, the good young players, the good veteran players, they know how to get in shape on their own. They use our strength staff to get in shape. And so when they come back for training camp, I was impressed with the level of conditioning that our team was in when they came back from training camp, about 98% of them. There were 2%, which I wasn't impressed with, but, you know, the rest of the guys. I mean, Vince Wilfork, 35 years old, 12th year in the league, passed the conditioning test. It's 20-40s for a man that's clearly, you know, not under 300 pounds. And he passed it, and it was about 95 degrees on a morning. We ran it at 10 o'clock. So these guys know how to get into shape. You know, J.J. Watt, he could run our conditioning test probably with the intermediate skill guys and the skill guys and have a chance to pass it. I mean, the guy's in incredible condition. So these guys understand how to pass the conditioning test, they understand their bodies, and they come in here, they pass the conditioning test, and we know that they're ready to play. I think it's a little bit different than college. That makes sense.
You said you're a proponent of joint practices. If the league were to ask you about this, what would you recommend?
I am a big proponent of joint practices. I think that I just have a lot of respect for the coaches in this league. You know, it's kind of a fun thing. You know, you call the other coach, you set up practice, you know, whether it was, you know, Mike Smith last year or John Fox or Jay Gruden this year or, you know, hopefully next year maybe it's a couple other guys. Who knows who it is, but then you go together for 3 days with the team. Look, in Washington, did it end well? No, I understand that. Things got competitive. Probably could have done a better job of controlling that as coaches. But, you know, we ended up having a good practice there in the last day. But I just really think the competitiveness of joint practices, especially the away ones where you can go away, your team's in the same hotel, it's the same routine, you get to know each other well, you're grinding through it with another team. I just think that's pretty cool. That's just my opinion.
Would you recommend cutting back on preseason games in favor of those?
I would never comment on that. That question's for somebody
but
way above me.
You might be polled in the off season.
Yeah, I'm not a politician. No. I'm not looking at polls. I'm not thinking about polls. I'm just thinking about the Houston Texans, and that question is probably for somebody way above me. Thanks, guys. Yeah, Aaron, you had one. Yep.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I want to ask you about
Sunday. Sometimes John can dominate the conversation.
Hey, he's John.
He's earned the right, though, to dominate absolutely. The conversation.
Absolutely. The couple young guys I want to ask you about that are going to come in and talk to us, Courtney Brown and Keith Mumphrey. What kind of look are those guys giving you, and what are you doing well, or what do you do even better?
Keith Mumphrey's been kind of like in the same mold as to how I answered the Kevin Johnson question. you know, really good daily approach, consistent player, hardworking player. Not easy to pick up our offense, and I think he's come in here and done that. He's returned punts pretty decently. We looked at him when he came out of Michigan State as a receiver that could help us on special teams, and we think that he's done a good job. He's got to continue to play well this week and really still battle to make the team, but we like what we see so far. Courtney Brown, look, what he's done, this is kind of what I was asking, or excuse me, answering John on the preseason games. You know, there's a guy that's gone out and taken advantage of the preseason games. You know, he makes an interception for a touchdown. He's had a couple tackles for loss, sacks in the San Francisco game. The guy's really improved in his time here, and so he's made a name for himself. He's in the discussion to make the football team, no doubt about it. So both guys have really done a good job in training camp.